Thank you for calling State Farm Health Division. If you have a policy number, say yes, otherwise say no.
Representative.
I didn't quite. Thank you. This call may be recorded for business purposes including quality assurance, training, and record keeping. The information you provide will be used for our business purposes including assessing your application, providing you a quote and providing you products and services. We retain personal information according to our retention schedules, which are established by our business needs, along with legal and regulatory requirements. To opt out of the sale or sharing of your personal information, please go to statefarm.com and click on the Do Not Sell or Share My Personal Information link. For more information, please go to statefarm.com/privacy. Policy holders, press 1. Medical providers, 2. All other callers, press. For login issues with the State Farm business-to-business portal, including user registration and password resets, visit us online at b2b.statefarm.com. For Medicare supplement eligibility or verification of coverage questions, press 1. Questions related to estate. Full-service healthcare clearinghouses offer medical providers the ability to electronically confirm patient eligibility and benefits in real time, saving you time waiting on the phone. Visit us online at b2b.statefarm.com, select health claims from the medical billing section, then select eligibility 270/271 transactions for more information. Again, that address is b2b.statefarm.com. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
Representative.
All of our representatives are assisting other callers. We estimate your wait time to be about 1 minute. Please hold and a representative will be with you as soon as possible.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Health Response Center. My name is Daniel. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, Daniel. This is Max. I am calling you from provider's office, and I have one patient. I want to know the eligibility, so could you please help me with that?
I'll be happy to help. And could you spell your first name for me?
Yeah, my first initial of my last name is A as in Alpha, and my name is Max, M-A-X.
Thank you, Max. Appreciate that. And if I may, I have the name of the medical provider you're calling on behalf of today, Max?
Yes, the provider name is Tevrola Otis, and office name is Center for Cancer and Blood Disorders.
Cancer and blood disorder, okay. And may I have the policy number of the patient there, Max?
Yes, the ID number is H as a hotel, E as a echo,
the name again and the date of birth of the patient. Thank you.
Yes, our first name is Suzanne, last name is Wopken, and date of birth is December 24th, 1958.
All right, is there a date of service at this time there for Suzanne?
Yes, the date of service is August 29, 2025.
All right. Thank you very kindly, Max. Oops. Let me do one more correction here on my end. Okay. We do have Suzanne with the active Medicare supplement policy, Plan F. Again, Plan F as in Frank, with an effective date of March 1st, 2011. Was there anything else that you needed?
No, Daniel, that's what I want for today. Can you please provide me your first initial of your last name, and is there any call reference number for this call?
It'll be my name, Daniel, and today's date for the reference number. My last initial is H as in Harry.
Yeah, okay, Daniel. Thank you so much for your time and patience. Have a nice and wonderful day.
You did the same, sir.